Discussing Shomei Ka'oneh, and I wanted to call your attention to an issue within the context of Shomei Ka'oneh that's brought up by Rav Shlomo Kluger in his Shailos in Tshuva Sa'elef Lecha Shlomo. And the question is, if a person hears Divrei Torah and he hasn't yet recited Birchas HaTorah, does he have to recite Birchas HaTorah when he listens to the Torah of someone else? The premise here is that hear her lav kedibur dami, meaning hear her b'divrei Torah is not enough to engender a chiyuv of Birchas HaTorah. And here l'chora all he's doing is he's listening, so it's hear her, he's not speaking divrei Torah. But yet, Rav Shlomo Kluger says that it depends how you understand Shomei Ka'oneh. If Shomei Ka'oneh means that I can take a pause and listen, but it's not my dibur, the Shomei's dibur, but rather it's the Mashmia's dibur, so then in the case of Divrei Torah, what we're left with is the Mashmia speaking. As far as the Shomei is concerned, it's nothing more than Hira Kedibur, there'd be no need for Birchas HaTorah. But if on the other hand, we're saying it's not just that the Shomei's Yotze with the Kriya of the Mashmia, but rather that the Shomea is considered as if he himself is the Korei, he himself is the Medaber, then, in this case of Divrei Torah, we should require Birchas HaTorah. And that would seem to be, says the Rav Shlomo Kluger, the machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos, in the case of someone who's davening a silent Shmon Esrei, can he stop and pause in order to listen to Kaddish or Kedusha? Rashi says yes, and Tosfos says no. Rashi says yes because Shomea is not really an Oneh. The Shomea is Yotze through the Dibur of the Mashmia, and therefore there's no Hefsek Dibur in his Shmon Esrei. On the other hand, Tosfos holds that Shomea Ka'oneh means that the Dibur of the Medaber, of the Mashmia, now relates to the Shomea in a way that the Shomea himself is the Medaber, and that becomes a Hefsek in the middle of his Tefillah. And the Nafkamina is going to be, in addition to whether or not you're allowed to pause in the middle of your Shmon Esrei to hear and to be Yotzei Kaddish Kedusha with Shomea Ka'oneh, whether that's a Hefsek or not, the additional Nafkamina, says Rav Shlomo Kluger, is going to be the case where you hear Divrei Torah from someone else, and your Yotzei, your Mitzvah Talmud Torah, either through Hirhur or through Dibur. Nafkamina is whether you require Birchas HaTorah. And that depends on the machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos and our two definitions of Shomea Ka'oneh. Now what I'd like to discuss with you is a machlokas achronim about the following scenario. What happens if you don't know if you made a certain bracha and now you're definitely obligated in this bracha? What do you do in such a case? Can you listen to the bracha of someone else when he makes the bracha and have kavod lotzeis midin shomea ka'oneh? And this is discussed in a sefer called Ma'adonei Yadif, which is authored by one of the contemporaries, Rav Yontif Zinger, who's a rav here in Bnei Brak, and he writes that there's a machlokas about this between the Tzlach, that's the Novi Yehuda, and Rabbi Kivegel. And according to the Tzlach, who goes back and forth on this issue, he comes to the conclusion that according to Rabbeinu Tam, according to the Balei HaTosfos, that defines Shomea Ka'oneh as if the Shomea himself is the Medaber, then we have a problem here, because if he's going to be mechaven to be Yotzei with the brachas hamashmiya, the mevarech, then he may possibly have already made his bracha. Now he's reciting another bracha. Would it be possible that he violates the iser of Shem Hashem Lashav? He's being mevarech a bracha levatola. According to Rashi, it's no problem because Rashi El Shomei Ka'oneh means that Yotzei with the bracha of the mashmiya. And in that sense, here would be a perfect recommendation, and there's no issue of bracha levatola, not even a suffix bracha levatola. But if you go like Tosfos, that the bracha relates back to the Shomea, as if the Shomea himself made the bracha, now we might have a problem of bracha levatola. And I believe that the Tzlach vacillates on this point, not because he doesn't know whether we pass like Tosus or Rashi, but even within the framework of Tosus, is this considered a brachal vatola? How far are Tosus willing to go when they consider him a mevarech? Maybe to be a mevarech as far as brachal vatola, hotzah shem shemayim vatola, you need that the shem Hashem literally come out of your mouth, that you enunciate the shem Hashem, even though al pidin it's considered that you're the mevarech. Okay, you have a shem gavra mevarech, but the mitzias of the bracha with the recitation of the shem Hashem, that you don't have, and therefore perhaps there would be no problem even according to Tosfos of bracha vatol. In any event, Rabbi Kiva Eiger in Or HaChaim at the end of Siman Kuf Dalet writes that the, after quoting the Tzlach, he says that the solution to this problem should be Kavana B'Tanai. That let him listen to the Mavarech and say the following: if I'm Mechuyiv in the Bracha, then I want to be Yotzei through Shomei Kohanet. On the side that I was not Mechuyiv, and that I'm not Mechuyiv, I already recited that Bracha, then I don't want to be Yotzei with the Bracha of the Mavarech Shomei Kohanet. He asks a question, Rabbi Kivega, from the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham writes that if you have a suffix about whether or not to make a bracha on mashkim in the middle of a suda, then he should give it to someone else to make the bracha, and he should be mechaving with that other person's bracha. It sounds like the Magen Avraham doesn't even require a tanai at all. Now I want to talk to you about a very, very interesting Magen Avraham with an embellishment of Rabbi Kiva Eiger, and this I found quite fascinating. The Magen Avraham is in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, Sifkat and Beis, and he writes, Pasha de Katan Eino Motzi Ha'isha. A katan can't recite Kiddush on behalf of a woman. A woman is obligated in Kiddush, and you need a Bar Chiyuva to recite Kiddush on her behalf. That's not the Chiddush. That's Pashut. Says the Magen Avraham, Od nirali dafilu ben yud gimel shana. Even though we know he has shanim, chayshin and shem Elohevi shtei saros, debemili doraisa lo samchina chazaka derava shehevi shtei saros ad shiismali zkana. So you have a young boy who's 13, and he doesn't have a beard. We assume that he probably has shtei saros and he has the status of a gadol, but although that assumption is a valid chazaka as far as derabbanans is concerned, but when we get to a doraisa, then we don't rely on that chazaka. The chazaka derava is not utilized and not reliable on the doraisa. Now, since a woman is obligated in the midst of kiddush doraisa, because zocher v'shomer v'dibur echad, therefore she cannot listen to this ben yud gimel shana to fulfill a mitzvah doraisa and rely on a chazaka that he has shtei saras. We have similar issues with bar mitzvah boys who read the Torah publicly, whether or not we can rely on that chazaka. So let's assume that since Kriyas HaTorah was the takon of Moshe Rabbeinu and takon of Ezra, it's only the Rabbanan we rely on the chazaka that if he has shonim, he has shtei saras, he's a gadol. But here, with regard to Kiddush, which is a mitzvah doraisa, and keep in mind the premise is the woman did not daven Meiriv and fulfill Kiddush doraisa in tefillah. Her Kiddush doraisa is now at the table when she listens to the Mekadesh recite Kiddush al Yayin. Her doraisa can only be fulfilled if she's hearing the Kiddush of a gadol, and this young man who's 13, we don't know if he's a gadol or not. The chazak is not reliable that he has shtei saris with regard to a mitzvah doraisa. And if that be the case, since she is chayeves the Kiddush doraisa, the Magen Avraham says that she should not be yotze with the Kiddush of this 13-year-old boy. Therefore, concludes the Magen Avraham, Lachain tekadesh ha'isha atzma. She herself should recite her own Kiddush. That's the Magen Avraham. And Rabbi Kiva Eiger quotes the Magen Avraham in his Tshuvas, in Tshuvas Zayin. And we're going to read part of the Rabbi Kiva Eiger's words in the Tshuva, because he really embellishes this Magen Avraham and analyzes it. He says, "Bahi in Yana, He has a ha'ora on the Magen Avraham. First, he quotes the Magen Avraham that since Noshim Achayovis the Kiddush Doraisa, therefore with Choshesh that maybe this young man has not reached Godless, he doesn't have Shtei Saris, and therefore he should not recite Kiddush on her behalf. To be Doraisa, lo samchina achazoka the Rav. That is a summary of the Magen Avraham here, and he says v'siyem sham, and the Magen Avraham's final conclusion is lochein tekadesh he liatzma. Says Rabbi Kivager, it would seem that a woman should recite Kiddush along with this young man, mila b'mila. She should parrot him and recite every word herself. Okay, and the truth is that forget about the case of a gadol. Let's talk about a case. I'm sorry. Forget about the case of a 13-year-old boy. We're not sure if he's a gadol. Let's talk about a general case, a regular case of a gadol who's reciting kiddush, and she's going to be yotze with his kiddush. Now, if she doesn't understand the word of his kiddush, then her shmia would not be sufficient. That's the special mila of a kiddush, a kriya, when somebody recites kiddush themselves, if they have just a vague idea, general ambiguous idea about what kiddush is all about, that would be sufficient if they're reciting their own kiddush. But if they want to be yotze by listening to someone else's kiddush, then they have to understand the words. However, the Magen Avraham is solving the problem of the fact that she doesn't understand the kiddush by having her recite kiddush herself, word for word. Okay, so far so good. Vehine, says Rabbi Kivager, Tzach Lomar, the Afim Tehe Yotzeis, the Kiddush Deliatzma, even if by reciting word, after this young man, she is fulfilling the mitzvah of Kiddush by herself, and therefore whether this man is 13, this 13-year-old man is bar mitzvah, is a gadol or not gadol, is irrelevant because she's being yotzi liatzma, she's reciting kiddush. But shuv leka kiddush ala yayin. The Rabbi Kivager is assuming that in the scenario, and it doesn't always have to be this way, but the young man is making kiddush anyway, and there's only one kiddush for the entire table. I mean, theoretically, we could solve all the problems and give her a kos yayin and let her make the kiddush. But that's not the mitzvah we're dealing with. We're talking about a case where this 13-year-old young man is in fact making kiddush. He's holding the kos, and she's going to read along with him and be yotze kiddush with her amira, with her recitation of kiddush. There's only one problem. Says Rabbi Kivager, shuv leka kiddush ala yayin. She's not holding on to the kos of yayin. And in that case, if she's yotze with her own amira rather than shmia, since she's reciting the words but she's not holding a kos of yayin, as we said before, the assumption is there's only one mekadesh and it's this 13-year-old boy and he's holding on to the kos of yayin. You could automatically change the mitzvahs and have her hold the kos of yayin and recite the kiddush, but that's not what's going on. So how do we solve the problem if she joins the table here, she's listening to his kiddush, she's 13, and although she's going to recite along with him word for word, but nevertheless she's not holding the kos of yayin? That's the premise. Says Rabbi Kivager, the hainu, the reason for this is the le'inyan kiddush ala kos shehu derabanan samchinan al chazaka derava shehevi shtei saras. V'gabi doraisa yotzeis be'amirasa. Let's try to understand Rabbi Kivager. He's saying the following. The requirement of yayin is only derabanan. The goof, shall we say, the substance of kiddush itself, the recitation, that's doraisa. But the yayin element, the requirement of yayin is only derabanan. Now, when it's derabanan, then we can activate and rely upon the chazak of Rava, that if he has shonim, he has simon, and he has hevi shtei saris. Oh. What about legabi the mitzvah dorais of kiddush? Forget about yayin for mitzvah. That she's yotzeis because she's reciting it personally. It's not kiddush al yayin. She's not holding a cup of wine. So that she's yotzei through shmiya, by hearing the Kiddush of the 13-year-old. Ah, he's only 13. We don't know if he has Shtei Saras, he's a Gadol. The answer is, since she was Yotzi the Doraisa, by reciting Kiddush Mila B'Mila herself, Ella, what she needs, the Drabbanan of Al Yayin, that she can rely on the fact that since he has Shonim, he's 13, he also has Simonim, he's got Shtei Saras, and he's a Gadol. So they're really, this Rebbe Kveger is what I call an antecedent of the Brisket Derech of Tzvei Dinim. There are two dimensions here, we shouldn't confuse them. There's Kiddush D'Oraisa and Kiddush D'Rabbanan. Kiddush D'Rabbanan requires kos, Kiddush D'Oraisa does not require kos. As far as Kiddush D'Oraisa is concerned, she will fulfill that Kiddush personally without Shomei Kaona by reciting word for word the Kiddush. As far as the Drabbanan of requiring Kiddush Al Yayin, she'll be Yotze by listening to the Kiddush of the Mekadesh. Now, what's going on? Is she speaking and reciting and listening? So if you take a look at the next paragraph from Kveger, he says the following. That if there's a problem with her listening to his Kiddush, and this is true, by the way, even if the Mekadesh is a well-known Bar Chiyuv, a well-known Gadol, I don't mean Gadol B'Torah necessarily, but he has Gadlus, so we have a problem because she doesn't understand the words of Hebrew. So what we're going to do is we're going to find the following solution, and that is that regarding the body of the Kiddush, she is going to recite it herself. And even though she doesn't understand the words, that's irrelevant when she is the Mekadesh. Oh. But now, she has to listen to the Kiddush of the Mekadesh. It's not enough that she recites Mila B'Mila, and recites the Kiddush alone. She also, at the same time, needs to hear part of the Kiddush and be Yotze through Shmia as per the principle of Shomei Kaona. And the reason for that is that she needs to link up to a Kiddush Al Kos. Now, what part of the Kiddush is she going to hear from the Mekadesh and not recite on her own? Because again, if she recites it on her own, then she bumps off the Shomei Kaona. He says the following, Kein Berchasa Shebefiel of Atola. If she would be Yotze through Shmia, then L'chor we have a problem of Bracha L'Vatola because she doesn't understand his Bracha. And this is true even if we know he's a Gadol. So Rabbi Kveger suggests within the framework of the Magen Avraham that the solution to the problem which exists even if the Mekadesh is a Gadol, namely, how can she be Yotze if she doesn't understand the Kiddush? And Shomei Kaona can't work in this case if she doesn't understand the Kiddush. And the solution is, let her recite word for word the Kiddush and be Yotze B'Atzma. The only problem is, as Rabbi Kveger indicated before, she's not holding on to the Kos. She could hold on to the Kos, but she's not. That's the Metzius. So who's holding on to the Kos? The Mekadesh. Oh, so now if she's holding, if Mekadesh is reciting Kiddush al Kos, and she's going to plug into his Kiddush al Kos through Shomei Kaona, she now needs to understand the Kiddush. Says Rabbi Kveger that the solution to this problem is that Omeres ima Mekadesh nusach emtzait habracha, aval apsich v'achsim yotzis b'shmiya. Says Rabbi Kveger, the solution to the problem is that we're going to split. The body of the Kiddush, she will recite by herself. That she can't be Yotze through anybody if she doesn't understand that anybody's Lashon Kodesh. So that solves, we've solved that problem. We completely circumvented Shomei Kaona as far as the body of the Kiddush. Oh, but we definitely need Shomei Kaona because we have to link up, she has to link up to the Mekadesh's Kiddush for as far as the condition of Alayayin. So he says, for that, we can solve the problem by her listening to the Psicha, the opening Bracha, and the Chasima, the closing Bracha, even though the Emtzoyes, she's going to recite herself, the Psicha and the Chasima, she'll be Yotze through Shmia. And as far as the Mekadesh is concerned, he's a Gadol, he's a well-known Gadol, he's 80 years old, so that's not an issue. And as far as her Shomei Kaona, which she needs in order to fulfill Kiddush HaLakos, and you're asking me, but she doesn't understand Lashon Kodesh. The Teretz is that she does understand the Psicha Nechasima. That much we grant her, that she understands that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekadesh the Shabbos. And with that very limited amount of Havana that she has, she can be Yotzi with Shmia as far as the Psicha and the Chesima, because she understands the Psicha and the Chesima that God sanctified the Shabbos. However, as far as the case that we want to deal with, where the Mekadesh is 13 years old, and she wants to be Yotze, and she needs Shomei HaKohen in order to get the Kiddush HaLakos, how is that going to operate? After all, we don't want to rely on the Chazaka that he has Simonim, that he has Shtei Saris. Maybe he doesn't have Shtei Saris. The answer is because the Kiddush Doraisa, says Rabbi Kivega, she was Yotze in the body of the Kiddush. The requirement of the Psicha and the Chasima is merely a Takonis Chachamim. And with regard to Takonis Chachamim, the Chachamim themselves say that you can rely on the fact that a 12-year-old boy has Simonim. So therefore comes out the following. A beautiful picture here according to Rabbi Kivega. And it's all based on the Magen Avraham. And that is that she will recite the body of the Kiddush. She will not recite the Psicha and the Chasima. A person who is 13 years old, and we're not sure if he's a Gadol yet, does he have Shtei Saris? So he doesn't have to be Motzi or the Guf HaKiddush Doraisa, because that she's saying Mila V'Mila. She's reciting Kiddush Doraisa by following along with the 13-year-old who's being Mekadesh and saying every word of Kiddush, parroting every word of Kiddush after him. But that's not going to cover Kiddush HaLakos. Well, for Kiddush HaLakos, she'll be Yotzi through Shomei HaKohen, because this 13-year-old fellow is actually reciting the Psicha and the Chasima while he's holding a Kos of Yayin. That's enough. That bare minimum is enough through Shomei HaKohen that she can be Yotze with his Psicha and Chasima, and in addition, most importantly, his Kiddush HaLakos. The only question you can ask me is, but wait a minute, you've solved the problem that she doesn't, that she doesn't understand the body of the Kiddush. How could she be Yotzim Shomei HaKohen? Well, that she's reciting on her own personally. But I have a different problem. She doesn't understand the Psicha and the Chasima, and she's being Yotzeis with Shomei HaKohen as far as the Psicha and the Chasima. That question we also have answered, because the Stoma, she knows, she understands Mekadesh HaShabbos. Okay, but now I have another problem. Shomei HaKohen, even if it works because she understands the Lashon Kodesh, however, you require Bar Chiyuva. And how do we know that this Gadol is a Gadol? Maybe he's a Katan. How do we know this Katan is really a Gadol? He's 13, boom! You know, we'll make him a Bar Mitzvah. But that doesn't mean that he's got Shtei Saris. And we don't want to rely on Chazaka Rava. The Teretz is a Kivega beautifully. The requirement of Kiddush Al Yayin is only the Rabbanon. And regarding Kiddush Rabbanon, or any mitzvah Rabbanon, we can rely on the Chazaka that if he's got Shanim, he also has Simon. So that's going to be A plus B. A is that she recites the Guf HaBracha, the Emtzayis HaBracha of Kiddush, and she's Yotze personally, and then she fulfills her mitzvah De'oraisa. For sure, we're not dealing with Shomei HaKohen at this point, because she's reciting it herself. As far as linking up to the Kiddush of this 13-year-old, which she wants to do in order to achieve Kiddush HaLakos, that she can be Yotze with Shomei HaKohen. We don't know if he is a Gadol to be Motzi her through Shomei HaKohen with the first bracha and the last bracha. And the answer to that is that we only need it in order to fulfill, for her to fulfill her obligation to be the Rabbanon, because the Rabbanon added to the Kiddush Doraisa that Kiddush Doraisa is no longer just pure Amira. It also requires Shtiyas HaKos, and therefore again, I went maybe a little too far by saying Shtiyas HaKos, which is not wrong what I told you, but I mean Kiddush HaLakos, that requirement of Kiddush HaLakos only to Rabbanon, and therefore vis-a-vis that requirement to Rabbanon, we can rely on the Chazaka that Shanim means Simonim, and that he's a Gadol, and he's being Motzi her as far as the Birchas HaPsicha and the Birchas HaChasim is concerned. Those two brachas are enough to engender Kiddush HaLakos. she's able to hear, listen, and understand those two brachos and be yotze shomei ka'ona for the purpose of kiddush halakos. As far as the kiddush d'orais is concerned, that she recited herself, mila b'mila, by parroting the makadesh. And even though she doesn't understand what she's saying, that's irrelevant because she's the makadesh herself. And the premise is that as far as the psicha and the chesima is concerned, she understands the meaning and translations of the words makadesh Shabbos, and therefore she can be yotzei through shomei kohane. And insofar as she needs kiddush al kos rabbanon, that she can fulfill through the kiddush of the makadesh, who's now 13 years old, and he is making kiddush while holding up a kos. She'll be yotzei shomei kohane as far as the rabbanon is concerned of kiddush al kos, and here we can rely on the chazaka that he's a gadol. And the body of kiddush she's going to recite on her own in order to fulfill personally the mitzvah of kiddush doraisa, because on doraisa we're not going to be able to stand or rely on the chazaka that the guy who has shonim also has simonim, and we really don't know if he has simonim. But the truth is that as long as you're dealing with a rabbinic requirement, in this case, if you're dealing with kiddush al yayin, we have every right in the world to rely on the fact that this katan is not a katan anymore. Now he's got 13 years and a day, he's got shanim, he's also got simanim, and therefore he can be motzihar on any drabana level, in this case on kiddush al akos. And as far as the kiddush d'oraisa, where we don't rely on his chazaka, we have to assume he might be a katan, that she's going to read mila b'mila and biyotze bi'atzma. That's the presentation of Rabbi Kivager. And as we get back to the drawing card to finish up this discussion, I want to show you an insight here of Rabbi Lezer Chaim Tucker. We quoted him in the last year. He's a rav in. I don't know. He published it here in Yerushalayim. I'm not sure where he's located. Wait, I might be able to look that up just in case you are interested. No, I'm not 100% sure. He, after quoting Rabbi Kivager, that she'll recite the Guf Nusach HaKiddush without the Psicha Nechsim, and she's Yotzei D'oraisa, but she'll hear the Psicha Nechsim of the 13-year-old and she'll be so much that he is in fact, he had already Shteis Aris, he's in fact a Gadol, and we can rely on that Chazaka because Kiddush Al Yayin is only a rabbinic requirement. And to summarize, we would say the following, that according to Rabbi Kivager Halacha, and that's in Rabbi Kivager's clarification of the Magen Avraham, she'll say the Nusach HaKiddush without the Brach at the beginning, without the Brach at the end. She was Yotzei HaChiyuv Doraisa insofar as she recited that middle paragraph, the main paragraph. And Hanar Yotzia Rak B'tchila. And the very Halacha that she needs Kiddush Al Kos, that halacha, that requirement she could fulfill through this young boy who is reading and reciting the Tchilas HaBrach and the Chasima on her behalf. She's Yotzei Shomei Ka'one, and as far as this Chiv Durabanon of Al Kos, she's relying on the fact that Mistoma he has Simon. What comes out of Rabbi Kivager, which is fascinating and really touches on everything we've been discussing until now, is that in the vision of her Kiddush, in the scenario of her fulfilling her mitzvah of Kiddush with this combination of Dorais and Drabonon, we end up with a kind of a hybrid in which part of the Kiddush she recites personally and the other part of the Kiddush she's Yotzei vicariously through Shomei Kona. And offhand, that doesn't sound like a problem. Why can't we jump around and start with Shomei Kona and then get up to be Mevarech Li'atzmo? Is there any problem in conjoining those two elements? Oh, so let's just ask a very simple but fundamental question. Kiddush requires both the Birchas Kiddush meaning the Birchas HaPsicha, the Birchas HaKsima, and the Nusach, the Guf, Emtzayis, the main substance of the Kiddush. You need to both together, and there's got to be a tziruf. In general, we would have no problem finding a tziruf and conjoining, you know, the beginning of Kiddush, the middle of Kiddush, the end of Kiddush. All three are joined and integrated to form one whole entity. The problem is that when you're dealing with Shomea Ka'oneh, you're changing the rules of the game. You know, it's no longer one person, let's say in this case the woman, who's reading the Kiddush from beginning to the end, in which case everything is unified and everything is mitzuraf and we have no problems and no dreams. But if you're talking about a case where she's only reading part of the Kiddush herself, and another part of the Kiddush, namely the psicha and the chasima, she's being yotzeis with shomea ka'oneh, then for argument's sake, one could say that you cannot stitch together and integrate the shomea ka'oneh of the psicha and the chasima with the actual kriya, which comes in the middle, in the body of the Kiddush. Can you integrate these two? A shomei ka'oneh dika bracha together with a personal bracha? Is it min b'shedo mino? And the Ol Moed, with a very brilliant move, says it really depends upon your definition of shomei ka'oneh. What's the mechanics of shomei ka'oneh? If shomei ka'oneh means that it's as if you yourself recited the bracha, or whatever it is, shomei ka'oneh, then you really have no problem, because basically we're saying that not only did she recite the Kiddush, meaning the Guf Nusach HaKiddush Ba'emtza, but she also, for all intents and purposes, recited the Bracha Lefaneh, Bracha Lachareha, and that operates through Shomea Ka'oneh, and that's sufficient. There doesn't seem to be any problem with that if Shomea Ka'oneh, in fact, engenders a Birchas HaShomea, as if the Shomea was a Mevarech, then, okay, as far as the Psicha and the Chasima is concerned, the Shomea is indeed the Mevarech. And together with the rest, meaning the balance, the bulk of the Bracha of Kiddush in the middle, the Emtzayis, that she in fact is saying herself. But not only that, but halachically al pi din, even the Psicha and the Chasima she said by herself. Which is a little bit odd, because if you're going to say it that way, then how are you going to get the kasid? Okay, so that's a problem we'll come back to. But right now, we can integrate the two. Now, if you go like the Chazon Ish, that one kohen can be mevarech on behalf of the other kohen, and we said, and we had a long discussion about this, that according to Chazon Ish, the mechanics of Shomea Kohen is such that the Shomea is Yotze with the bracha of the Mashmiya, of the Mevarech. Then if that be the case, we've got a problem here with Reb Kivenga's Kiddush, because what's happening is we need Shomea Kohen as far as the bracha Lefaneh and the bracha Lachareha, which means that she's being Yotze through the Maisa Dibur, the Maisa Bracha of this young man, we'll call him Avram, who recited the bracha, the psicha and the chasima. And again, she needs that in order to achieve Kiddush al kos. But yet, the bulk of the Kiddush, she's being personally involved in reciting it, and she understands it, that's fine. Well, again, she doesn't have to understand it, but everything is perfect, except for one thing. You've got Trey Gavri, you've really got two different people who are being mevarech Kiddush. Right, you've got the Nar of 13. He's reciting the bracha lefaneh, the bracha of the chasima on her behalf, and she's yosef midin shomea ka'oneh. So that's one bracha. Then it's the bracha of this Nar, this young lad who's reciting Kiddush. But on the other hand, we need that she recite the bulk of Kiddush mila b'mila personally, and the reason for that is because she doesn't understand the Lashon Kodesh, and add to boot the fact that that's a Chiyuv Doraisa, which he cannot be Yotze with a Suffolk. Maybe he is a Gadol, maybe he has Simon, and maybe he doesn't have a Simon, and he's not a Gadol, and therefore she cannot be Yotze. So she's got to guarantee the barest minimum that the mitzvah d'oraisa, the dimension of Kiddush, she fulfilled personally, and she didn't rely on this 13-year-old. But in that sense, she's being mevarech the main body of the Kiddush by herself, and that's the ma'isa mitzvah. And at the same time, with regard to the psicha and the chasima, she is being yotzeis through shmias hamavarech. If we assume, like Rabbi Kiveger in Birchas Kohen, that the shomea is not the mavarech, the shomea is being yotzeis with the bracha of the mavarech, then we have two people participating in one kiddush, and I don't know if you can make a tzira from that. Now, obviously, at this point, you'd have to know a lot about Kiddush. For example, what would be the din if all you heard from someone, or all you recited personally, was the psicha and the chasima over a cup of wine? I don't think you could be yotzei. I mean, if somebody would argue that the psicha and the chasima are the barest minimum of what the rabbanim required in Kiddush al Yayin, Then there's no problem here, according to the Chasid Ish. Well, let's work with the premise that to create a Chefetz Shel Kiddush for the mitzvah, even the Rabbanon, you require more than just the Psicha and the Chasima. Again, we have to pinpoint which elements of Kiddush are absolutely indispensable, that are absolutely critical. But whatever they are, there are some elements in the Guf HaBrach that are critical. The Guf HaBrach is being recited by her. She can't take any chances and listen to him because he's 13, might not even be a gadol. And yet, the psicha and the chasima, which is certainly required to be yotzei kiddush d'rabbanan, are being recited by this safek gadol, this 13-year-old lad, and that's okay that he recites the bracha lefanel, the bracha lachreah, on her behalf through shomei kohanim, because as far as the theme of the Rabbanan of Halakos is concerned, we can rely on the Chazaka. Fine, that's wonderful. But what you have here is really a Kiddush that's constructed of two different participants. It's a Maisa Dibur from two different Gavras. And therefore, she's Yotze with the Dibur of the 13-year-old Nar through Shomei Kohen, at least as far as a critical part of the tefillah, we'll call it the Birchas Lefaneh and the Birchas Lachreah, but the bulk of Kiddush, she's being Yotzei through her own personal Kriya, her own personal Bracha. How can we mitzarif the two? Two different individuals, and we want to integrate them into one? Again, on a Daraisa level, she was Yotzei without this integration, but since the Rabbanah required a whole Nusra tefillah, Nusra Kiddush, including the first Bracha and the last, that in order to obtain that kiyum of Kiddush midrabbanan, you'll have to somehow integrate it into the rest of the body of the Kiddush. But if there are two different people reciting different parts of the Kiddush, I'm not sure that you could integrate them into one. On the other hand, according to Beis HaLevi, it's gishmak. It's really great, because the Beis HaLevi is saying that Alpidin through Shomea Kohona, the Shomea is considered the Oneh in the full-fledged term, the whole nine yards. And it means that when I hear your bracha, it's as if I made the bracha. When she hears the psicha and the chasim of this nar, it's as if she made the bracha, lefaneh and the bracha lachreah. And if that be the case, we have no problem integrating and forming one integral entity of Kiddush. It's made up of two different voices, if you will, but one dibur of one person. The medaber is always the shomer. And if the medaber is always the shomer, so then it's perfect. Because if the shomer now is the medaber is the shomer, then that's the same medaber who recites the rest of Kiddush, the bulk of Kiddush. So basically, she is reciting Kiddush from beginning to end. But Medvar Amur, if you all like to base on Levi's understanding of Shomei Kohona. If, on the other hand, you understand Shomei Kohona like the Chazon Ish, then you have a real problem, because there are two Medabrim here, there are two different individuals reciting Kiddush. He, the 13-year-old, is reciting the Brachas. She is reciting the bulk, the balance of Kiddush, and there's no tziruf between the two. So that's where we leave it with the Tzarch Iyun on the sheet of the Chazon Ish. Now we move on to the discussion that we began with at the end of last Shia with regard to Sfiras HaOmer. Is there Shomea Kaona in Sfiras HaOmer? We saw that the Gemara in Masechta Menachas on Samachem and Beis speaks about Usfartem Lachem Shetei Sfir Lachal Echad V'Echad. And here, from that drush of Sfir Lachal Echad, we have a plugta, two opinions, and it probably is in Rishonim and certainly in the Achron and the Poskim. Can I be Yotze by hearing your Sfira? And one school of thought will say that it says here, Ad Shetei Sfir Lachal Echad V'Echad Usfartem Lachem. So don't even talk about Shomea Kohen and hearing someone else's Sfira. The other school of thought says, man, that what the Gemara means to Darshan here when it says Usfartem Lachem Shetei Sviru L'Chalech V'Echad, it means Lafuki, that it's not a Chiyuv like Sviras Shmitim V'Yovlos that's incumbent upon Bezdin. Here in Sviras HaOmer we have a mitzvah that's incumbent upon the Yochid, the individual, but that Chiyuv could be fulfilled through Shomei Kohona by hearing someone else's Sviru. And in fact, the Pri Chadash, we mentioned it last time, holds that Mistavra, he writes, L'chatchila mitzvah gam kein shi yispar kol echad v'yechad, aval im kivein ha-mashmiya lo-hotzi v'gam kivein ha-shomeh lotze, this is yotza, shomeh kohona. So according to Pri Chadash, we're going to have to assume that when it says Usfartem Lachem, it's coming to Lafuki Bezdin. Rashba is a little bit concerned about the minig that the Shatz recites the bracha. The Kal hears the bracha, the Shatz recites Amen, and then they themselves, each individual member of the Kal, will recite his own bracha. He was already Yotze with the bracha of the Shatz, and he says that he should have Da Shalolotzeis. And if he has Da Shalolotzeis, then he can make a bracha. But wait a minute, let's say he has dashal alotzis in the bracha, but then keep in mind the Shliach Tzibur made the count of the Sfira, he also has to have das, not to be yotze with the Sfira of the Shatz. And that's exactly what the Rashba says in the Tshuveh when he writes, das hayichidim shal alotzis besfiras Shliach Tzibur v'tzarech lachzer ulevarech. He's saying that he should have a kavana shalo lotzeis as far as the bracha is concerned. And he quotes the Chachmi Tzorfatim that Shomei Kona works minastam, if we don't know otherwise, but im eino wrote a lotzeis, we're not going to shove the kiyum mitzvah down his throat through a forced and compelled Shomei Kona. And the question is, now he's going to be making his own bracha. And was he Yotze already this mitzvah by hearing the Shliach Tzibur Sfira? We told him to have Kavanah Shalom Lotzeis. Are we telling him also at the same time, in order to salvage the bracha later and justify it, that he should have Kavanah Shalom Lotzeis B'Sfiras HaShliach Tzibur? And if you take a look at the language of the Rashbi, he says Shalom Lotzeis B'Sfiras Shliach Tzibur. And that would really solve quite a few problems here, because what we're saying is that if he didn't have Kavanah Shalolot, then he would be Yotze with the Sfira of the Shatz. In other words, not only was there an issue of being Yotze the Bracha of the Shliach Tzibur, there was also an equally weighty issue of being Yotze the Sfira of the Shatz. And if we're going to go ahead and write and want to, you know, every individual wants to duplicate the Sfira Omer, you know, and he wants to start he wants to make his own sphere, so he wants to start with the Kavanah Shalolotzeis and the Birchas HaShatz. He should also, says the Rashba, have in mind not to be Yotze with the Sfiras HaShatz. But the implication clearly is that you could be Yotze with the sphere of someone else. That we quoted, the answer has to be that's only Lafuki from Bezdin. No, it's not a chiyuv on Bezdin, but Tzvius Omer it generates a chiyuv on the Yochid to be sofer the Omer, every individual member and citizen, rank and file citizen. It's not a matter of Bezdin, but the normal halacha and principle of Shrei Kohanim would work as far as Svirus Omer. That's what you seem to see in the Tshuvas HaRashba, and this is all spelled out by the Pri Chadash, who says Eliolim Gam B'Svirim Shama Yatza D'Shamei Kohanim. However, there are many who disagree, and if you'll take a look in the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha as well, in Tav Pei Tes, where the Mechaber writes mitzvah called Echad Lispar Li Atzmo. So the Pashas and the Mechaber is to completely exclude the possibility of Shomei Kohanim Sviras Omer Sfartim Lachem. Shtei Svil Kolech V'Echad, the Mishnah Berurah here quotes Mikomakom, he says that Yesh Min Achronim Shekosvu that Shomei Kohanim. And therefore, in Sviras Omer, there is a din of Shomei Kohanim, and not like we saw in the Mechaber. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah is quick to point out. Now, let me just see if I can find here the next part of the Mishnah Berurah. He says that despite the fact that there is such a shita, that you could be motzi your friend in Sviras Omer, nevertheless, minin kol Yisrael, shkol echem v'varech v'sofer liatzo v'ein somchen al shliach tzibur. It sounds like he's saying it's some sort of super duper chumrah, but definitely according to the strict din, he could be yotze by listening to the shliach tzibur. And if you look in the Bir Halacha, he traces this shita that there is shomei ka'ona in Sviras Omer to the Ritz Geirus. So we have a clear-cut machlokes achronim whether or not you can be yotzei Sviras Omer by listening to someone else. And if you look in the Moed Muzmanim of Rav Sternbach, he quotes the Chayodom that Sviras Omer is different than any other recitation and we don't apply the principle of Shomei Ka'ona. And he writes, Lo Shema, this is already the Moed Muzmanim speaking, Lo Shamati Hezber, Loma B'Sviras Omer Lo Aminon Shomei Ka'ona. He says, Lo Shamati Hezber, he's talking about the Chayodom, Loma B'Sviras Omer Lo Aminon Shomei Ka'ona. And he thinks that Shomei Ka'ona should certainly logically apply to Sviras Omer, and that's what we saw as the Sheet of the Ritz Geus. And he writes that perhaps the only reason for this is a Yalfusa is a separate Gzeres HaKosuv, Yesh Gzeres HaKosuv Yuchedus Usfartem, She Yispar Kol Echad V'Echad V'Atzmo Levad B'Li Tziruf. And he suggests that perhaps we should quote, although he doesn't quote him by name, but the logic, at least, of the Beis Halevi, that the Shomer himself is the Kore, he's the Medaber, Al Pi Din. So you can't fault, you know, there's nothing lacking or deficient in the Shmiah Sviras Omer of the Shomer. He is considered to have recited that text. Hayom, Yom, whatever, Ba'omer. However, he says that it's not so posh because the Gzeres HaKosuv Sfartim Lachem Shtei Sfir L'Kol Echad V'Echad. It's very good now that Dafka according to the Beis Halevi, there is a halamina to say that Shomei Ka'ona should apply to Sviras Omer in a very, very classical sort of classic way. And if we need Sfartim Lachem as this so-called special Gzeres HaKosuv that tells me she is for Kol Echad V'Echad Levado B'Atzmo, and that the Havavita here is beautiful according to the Beis Halevi. He goes on about it and is wanted to raise a very interesting question about Vidui. Can I be Yotze my Chobas Vidui by listening to your Vidui? We're talking about a standard Vidui. But he goes on to say that there's no Shomei Ka'ona by Vidui. And why is that so? Because every Shomei Ka'ona is built on the fact that the Mashmia and the Shomea share the same Chiyuv. In the case of Vidui Peh, which is part of the mitzvah of Tshuva, it's very difficult to say that they share the same Chiyuv. Vidui is part of Tshuva, and that requires Charata and Kabbalah Asid with all the sincere dedication to tshuva and hanistaris l'Hashem Elokeinu. We don't know whether this fellow is ready for kiyum vidui. He's done a real, genuine, sincere tshuva. How could I know such a thing? And therefore, it's not shaykh to say that he, by reciting vidui, is bimotzi me, because we both share the same chiv through arvus, you know, kol yisrael areim zebuzeh. No, every individual recites vidui to himself, and the normal halacha of shomea kaona is totally inapplicable. As far as Kriyat Shema is concerned, we had already mentioned earlier the Yushalmi to the effect that shomea kaona is suspended with regard to Kriyat Shema, and Rav Sternbach here, Modim Nuzmanim, claims the reason for this is because Kriyat Shema has a special, unique halacha of Kabbalas O Malchus Shamayim. And that requires that he does it himself, or in this case, the person who recites Kriyat Shema and is ready to be makabel al atzmo o malchus shamayim, that he does, but he has to do it himself, and that's not, and in such a case, shomea kaona might not work because of this unique halacha of kabbalas o malchus shamayim, which one has to be involved in. You know, there's no shlichus for kabbalas o malchus shamayim. He speaks about Bikurim. He says, the Pasuk of Bikurim says, V'anisa v'amarta, and Chazal say, V'kol Ram. And in Kol Ram, he says, the operation of Shomea Ka'one is suspended. So just like in the case of Birchas, Kohen in the Brisker Rav says, the Beis Halevi says, that we have to suspend the normal operation of Shomea Ka'one, because of the special unique requirement in Birchas Kohanim of B'kol Ram, the same exact logic could apply with regard to Bikurim, Mikra Bikurim. To the same extent that in Birchas Kohanim there's a requirement of Shomei Ka'one, I'm sorry, there's a requirement of Kol Ram, and therefore Birchas Kohanim doesn't lend itself to Shomei Ka'one, the same logic should apply with regard to Mikra Bikurim, where the Torah says, V'anisa V'amarta. And finally, Rav Sternbach raises the question that we dealt with at great length the other day about the mitzvah Sipri Tzitzrayim, does Shomei Ka'one operate? And he says that if you assume that Sipri Tzitzrayim requires Kol Ram, then you might want to suspend the operation of Shomea Ka'one. But yet we had many proofs that Shomea Ka'one does in fact apply to Sphira Sa'ome. If we look at an essay which was published in Moriah quite a few years ago, and it's written by the Rosh Yeshiva of Chevron Yeshiva of David Cohen. It's called Shomea Ka'one V'Sphira Sa'omer. I wanted to call your attention that after he presents a lot of the logic and the analysis that we've already mentioned in terms of the Machlokas Rishonim, Machlokas Achronim, do we apply Shomea Ka'one to Sphira Sa'omer? And then he says something very fascinating here on the left column. He writes, "The dina de kol ram ukriya mitoch hasefer who be ofen utzurus shal adibur shetzarach dibur the kol ram u mitoch hasefer bazeh gavim etzel hashomer lo meskayim atnai shel the kol ram ukriya mitoch hasefer shapir yotzi dechovaso shere mesias chayis elov dibur shehu be kol ram v'dibur shehu mitoch hasefer aval adin shetzarach hasofer." Lahovin es hadibur shel hasfira, eno din bitsuras v'ubi ofen shel hadibur elahu din b'shem hasfira the ain tar hasfira el al misha maven mashes sofer. And he suggests the following svara. He wants to say that even if you can apply Shomea Kohona with a requirement of Kol Ram, or I should say despite the requirement of the Kol Ram, and you might want to say one of two things, either that he's Yotzi with the Dibur of the Medaber, or that the Shomea is himself considered a Kol Ram. But as far as Sfiris Omer is concerned, we have a real serious problem. And that has nothing to do with the Tzuras HaDibur, but simply with the Shem Sfira. What constitutes a Sfira? And he writes, Ein Toras Sfira El Al Nisha Mevin Masha Sofe. The basic requirement here of Sfira is to know what you're counting. In fact, that's, according to many Achronim, the reason why this is the famous Tvar of Rum, there's no suffix Sfiris Omer, meaning why doesn't Sfeika Dioma apply to Sfiris Omer? And every night we should say, well, it might be the first, it might be the second. And the answer is, says Dvar Avraham, because Sfira requires a definite Sfira. Here too, the Rashid is saying that Sfira requires understanding the Sfira. Sfira b'li avana ein ole Torah Sfira klal. He says, "Ein Torah Sfira b'li yidia b'li avana Sfira b'li avana ein ole Torah Sfira klal." He says, "V'kevichin is bayer de gambish omer ka'one she sofer al yidei she yotze b'dibur shalamashmiya." Nechshav hu sofer de shmiyos arei inu meven asfira gamim hu yotze yedei chov asfiras chavero ein al shmiyos o torah sfir shein torah sfir lo l'sfir b'dip lo b'sfir shebal yedei shmiyos shal dibra el ksha sofer meven es mash and saper al yedei diburo o yedei shmiyos. So at this point we can postulate that according to the Svara of Rabbi David Cohen, well, in a case where you want to be Yotzei Sfiris Omer Shomei Kohen and you understand what you're counting, Nicha. But if you don't understand what you're counting, then Shomei Kohen, no matter how you define it, is not going to help you because there's no sphere over here. You cannot be considered a sofer to count it if you don't know what you're counting. But truth be told, I'm not sure if that's directly, uniquely bearing on the case of, or the issue of listening to someone else's sphere. I mean, it would also equally apply to the case of someone counting himself. Even if he's counting himself, I don't know if he's Yotze without some sort of idea and Havana, what he's saying and what he's counting. He needs a basic idea, a basic Havana on what he's counting. So in the case of Shomei Kohen, does he have that Havana? Does he not have the Havana? But that's going to be the same even when it's a person who's personally reciting the Omer. And it sounds like he might be assuming, which I'm not sure why, that if you're actually involved personally in the Maisa Sfira, then maybe it could be considered a Sfira even if you don't understand the words. But when you're listening to someone else's Sfira, you certainly have to understand those words. I don't know if we're going to be able to learn again about Shomei Kohen, so I just want to fit in if I can, but very Bekitzer Nimrotz, a chiddush from my Rebbe in the sugya of Shomei Kohen in Sukkah, and it's quoted, or shall I say, brought down in a few places. It's brought down in Rashi Mashirim of Rav Heshi Reichman. It's also brought down here in the Reitz Kitzvi of Rav Tzvi Reisman, and the chiddush, the breakthrough of the Rav here, is that there's a fundamental difference between a yachid and a tzibur with regard to the general discussion about Shomei Kohen. Shomei Kohen is only when there's a chovas yachid. I have to discharge my individual obligation and I have to hear it from you. That's called Shomei Kohen. However, there's another concept of tefillas hatzibur, for example, or anything for that matter that requires a tzibur, and there it's not Shomei Kohen. The shots is not being motzi me or you or someone else. We're all in this together. There's a certain linkage a tziruf, and we're mishtatif together in the tefillah of the tzibur as a new entity. It's a new chefza of tefillah b'tzibur. And once we link into the tzibur, we're yotze. We don't have to go through the whole mechanics of shomea ka'on. And I think that the nafkamina I heard from the Rebbe is that, let's say, for example, the shatz says, I don't want to be motzi so-and-so. You know, like it had happened in Rav Moshe Soloveitchik and Chaslavich, that somebody said that the Korei Batorah had in mind to exclude him. And Rav Moshe says, it doesn't matter. He doesn't have to have in mind to be motzi you. As long as you're part of the tzibur, you're yotzi with the kriya of the tzibur. It's a new entity called kriya tzibur, kriya sat tzibur, and you just link in, dip into it by listening to the tzibur, or in the case of tefillah b'tzibur, by listening to the kriya, or in the case of tefillah b'tzibur, by answering amen, or whatever it is that takes for you to be mishtatif and link up to the tzibur. Once having done so, we can completely circumvent the issue of shomea ka'ona. There's no need for shomea ka'ona. And that might shed a whole new light on our minog, like Shitas Rashi, that you can pause in the middle of your silent Shemoneh Esrei to hear Kaddish or Kedusha. So let's talk at least about Kedusha for a second. We could say that since Kedusha is recited as part of Tefillah's HaTzibur, then we don't need Shomea Ka'onin. If we don't need Shomea Ka'onin, the whole issue of Hefsek, of a pause, is no longer applicable. And one could probably say that we have to go back to Tosfos in Masechta Sukkah, in his objection to Rashi, and see why he objects to Rashi. He says, "Vadayim hayeshosek hayeshmioso hafsoka b'tfiloso." So, if we would stop in the middle of his private Shemoneh Esrei, it would be a hefsek. And the question is, maybe it's not a hefsek at all. Maybe he's just dipping in to the tfilas hatzibur through his shmia. But there's no din of Shomea Ka'ona over here. So it doesn't mean that in Tefillas HaTzibur, every single person in the Tzibur is the Mispalel, is the Medaber, is the Korei. No. We're all in this together as a Tzibur, and we Yotze as a Tzibur, with this Chefta of, you know, listening to this Chefta of Tefillas HaTzibur. So here when the Shatz is reciting Kedusha, what's floating in the air, so to speak, is this new entity called Tefillas HaTzibur. And insofar as I take a break to listen to it, I too link up to this Hefta, as insofar as I'm part of the Tzibur. It doesn't mean that it's a Hefsek in my Tefillah. It doesn't mean that I recited Kedusha in the middle of my Shemoneh Esrei. And perhaps we could even go a step further, says the Ratz Kitzvi, and apply this logic to the case of Birchas Kohanim, and say that insofar as Birchas Kohanim is integrated into the Tfilas HaTzibur, then when the Kohen is Mevarech, his bracha integrates into the Tfilas HaTzibur, and there's no din, there's no necessity of a Shomei Kohanim. And the same logic could apply to Kriyas HaTorah, as we said earlier. And perhaps we can even go as far, again, this is a little bit tricky, and going a little bit too revolutionary for me, but the Ratz Kitzvi wants to suggest that even Sviras HaOmer might be able to be integrated into the Tzibur. And perhaps this is based on the Torah of Rav Soloveitchik on the Chizkuni, that there are two dimensions of Sviras HaOmer, although I don't see that the Ratz Kitzvi quotes it here. Maybe it's here somewhere and I missed it. And there is a tzibur element in the Sfiras HaOmer. And maybe that element, the tzibur can be yotze without Shomea Ka'onin, but simply by being there together with the shatz, together with the rest of the tzibur, and listening to the Sfira. And maybe that explains the minhag that we should recite the Omer before Oleinu. Many have the minhag to postpone until after Oleinu to make sure it's dark out, etc., etc. But the advantage of reciting the Omer before Oleinu is that it's part and parcel of the Tzibur Dika Sfira, to create an entity of the Sfira of the Tzibur, by being Masmich the Tzibur, the Sfira Omer, closer to the Tfilas HaTzibur before the Tzibur has already come apart after Oleinu. And if the Yochid now links up to the Tfilas HaTzibur, and therefore to the Sfira HaTzibur that immediately follows the Tfilas HaTzibur, and that sphere is also an act of the tzibur, so the shomea listens to it, then we don't even need shomea ka'onah. So all these issues about kol ram and what the Beis HaLevi would say about sphere soma maybe don't apply. Again, unless there's a Gzeiras HaKosev, as we saw in the writings of the Mo'adim Uzmanim of Husfartem Lachem Shetei Sfira V'Kol Echavecha, but leaving that on the side for a moment, as far as pure Shomer Kohen, maybe we can just completely circumvent Shomer Kohen and just say that there is such a thing, an entity called the Sfira of the Tzibur, which the Shatz implements, and we sitting in the Tzibur link up to that Sfira. By the way, none of this would apply to Avdallah. You remember we had a long discussion back when whether or not a person could stop in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei and pause, according to Rashi, at least, and listen to the Mavdil, who's making Avdallah, because his Meir extended a little bit too long, and now the Mavdil is reciting Avdallah. The answer is that's purely Chovas HaYochid. There's no Cheftah Shel Tzibur with regard to Avdallah, and therefore it would really be a serious question as to whether or not it's a Hefseh. Lomi boy, according to the Shitas HaTosis, that even Kedusha would be absent, but even according to Rashi it might be absent because it's such a long interruption, and also because Avdallah is totally irrelevant to his tefillah, and especially if you add to boot the Rashi / Beis Halevi that the Shomer is the one who's being Mevarech. Imagine a person in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei recites Avdallah. Had it been a Din Tzibur, would there have been a key of an element of creating a sphere of the Tzibur, then you could say it has nothing to do with Shomer Kohen. But clearly, Havdalah is a Chovas Yachid, that's where it begins, and that's where it ends. So we'll say Tam V'Nishlam. We should probably make a Siyum on the Sugi of Shomer Kohen. I think we had 4 Shiyurim on the Sugi of Shomer Kohen. But the last shear and a half today and yesterday about Sfiras Omer and about Sipri Tzitzrayim, I think those two issues really clarify a lot of what we've been discussing about the mechanics and the lumdus of Shomea Ke'on.